Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Charles Robinson, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports, joining us right now with all of the stuff coming out about Deshaun Watson. Charles, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago you were with us here. I believe we were talking some college football back in the day. Now joining us here to talk about all this Deshaun Watson stuff. We appreciate you being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah.
And by the way, you know Charles, you live here, right?
I do.
Yeah, how long have you lived here in Houston?
Since 2012, so 9 years.
Yeah. I don't know how I found out like 3 years ago. I'm like, wait, Charles Robinson lives in Houston?
That's cool. Well, welcome to Houston,
I feel like
Charles.
Asking Houston questions of you. Yeah, because right? we don't usually have national guys here living locally. But, you know, your report, and it's weird, Charles, because things are popping up in a variety of places. And typically when this happens, what I found is that it can be the same source of information is giving it to different locations, but usually reputable people like yourself are not going to go with things unless you feel good about the source of the information, where it's coming from and things like that. Can you talk or tell us a little bit about why you feel so good about a situation that has so many unanswered questions still to, you know, still in tow?
Sure. I mean, I understand it's how the industry works nowadays, and I think the default sort of thought process for probably, you know, those of us that are in the industry, but also fans, is that, oh, it's the agent, you know, it's David Mulligetta's, you know, telling him something, and so he's throwing it out there. But look, full transparency here. My training camp tour took me through Denver, took me through Philly, took me through Carolina. I live here in Houston. I know the top of the food chain in all three of those other organizations. This is something that obviously I've been following with Deshaun Watson, particularly, you know, the legal ramifications of the civil cases and, you know, the allegations, and really even prior to that when it was clear he wanted out of the franchise. I mean, this has been the entire offseason for me. So there have been a lot of discussions with, you know, other franchises, whether it's, you know, general managers or executives, coaches, just sort of about, hey, what's, people who know I live here, like, hey, what's going on there? Like, what, you know, what's the availability going to be? Is this, you know, how serious is this? So this is really the result of conversations that have gone on a long time. And essentially what happened here was, particularly in the last couple of weeks, as the clock is ticking and you have, I know a lot of people are looking at this sort of, they're looking at the text and saying, well, they don't necessarily have to do anything. Well, there are other teams involved that do have to do something, that if they were to make a push to trade for Deshaun Watson, the clock is ticking for them too. And, you know, so there's this external pressure in other franchises where they're like, is this going to happen? Is Nick going to return? Nick Cassera going to return our call? Are they going to move off this asking price? All these different things. So in the last couple of weeks, that pressure has ramped up a little bit outside of the Texans. You know, has it really changed inside the Texans? You know, that's debatable. But so basically, over the course of the last week, I had, like I said, there are individuals at the top of the food chain and these other teams, you know, have reached out to me and are kind of saying, where are we at here? Like, what's going on? And Friday, I was in Kansas City for, you know, an event that they were having for my late colleague, Therese Paylor. And I got a call from an executive who was very high up in another one of these organizations. He said, look, something's going down here. You know, it feels like there's momentum and we're not going to be a part of it. And so we got into a discussion about why that was. And some of the things that I had already heard about what the Texans were continuing to seek in terms of compensation. We discussed that. Sort of what their back and forth had been with the organization. And when I got off that call, I was like, okay, well, I know I can eliminate a team here because I was just told, look, we're not going to be a part of this. I placed calls to other franchises and I said, look, are you going to be a part of this? Like, where are we at? What's going on? And basically through the process of deduction, you get to the point where you're like, okay, well, the team that's still clearly on the table here is the same team that I've been hearing about since January. And frankly, I think might even be a team that's factored in Deshaun Watson's head going back to the regular season last year, and that's the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, it's, I have people inside Watson's camp that I've spoken to. I do have sources inside the Texans, and that's really how sort of this three-part tweet comes out, and me saying, look, you know, the Miami Dolphins are the front runners here because other teams are peeling off. Here's what's being asked for compensation. You know, I don't know who it was, I kind of saw people kind of trotting the word like, oh, imminent trade, or I never reported that there was an imminent trade. I said, look, this is where it stands between the Dolphins and the Texans. Now, I'll tell you right now, do I think the Dolphins and Texans are speaking to each other the last couple of days? I don't, because I think that things have sort of solidified between these two teams, at least at this moment, where the Texans are look, this is what our stance is. This is the compensation that we want. The Dolphins are saying, there's a lot stacked up against this guy right now, and for the price to be the same compensation back in January that you were turning down, and there were offers made, you know, by other franchises, some of the franchises that I mentioned. And I mean, I know for a fact they were offered 3 firsts and 3 thirds from a team and turned their nose up at it because they were like, we're not moving them. And so, you know, I think the Dolphins are like, look, we know where we are here. It's basically us. And, you know, they're just sort of staring at each other right now, trying to figure out whether one's going to blink and how to move forward.
Charles Robinson with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You haven't said it, but Mike Florio reported that they're mounting chatter that the franchise quarterback would be traded in the coming days. A couple of NFL executives have told him that.
Drew Rosenhaus, for what it's worth, who's not even his agent, made a comment.
Well, let's hear
that,
it.
Well, here's the comments by Drew Rosenhaus. Here's the audio for that.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Deshaun Watson with the Miami Dolphins for the first game of the regular season. The Dolphins are absolutely working on this deal with the Texans. There is obviously holdups with compensation. They want 3 first-round picks plus. That's not going to happen while he has an uncertain legal future. The Dolphins have to make sure that they have contingencies in the event that these legal issues become a serious problem. But I do think there's a legitimate possibility that the Dolphins will acquire one of the best players in the NFL in Deshaun Watson. And if he can clear those legal hurdles, man, the Dolphins have a franchise quarterback for the first time since Dan Marino.
So that's Drew Rosenhaus, and I have to mention, once again, this is not David Mulugeta is the agent for Deshaun Watson. This is not his agent. Drew, of course, does have deep, deep ties there in Miami. Drew also wants to be right on this, so he's not publicly going to say something if he's not hearing some of the same things you are, Charles. Here's my question, right, though. Everyone keeps talking about, and you mentioned this too, seeking protection against the mm-hmm. possibility that Deshaun misses time. What does that look like? What does that? How do you get that kind of protection if Deshaun ends up playing for an entire year and then right. the issues crop up? What does that look like? Have you heard?
Well, so every other team I've spoken to that has looked into this or had conversations has said pick protection. And that's really what Drew's talking about. This element of, if we're going to send you multiple first round picks and second round picks, whatever the package of picks is. And I want to really stress the point of picks here, because from what I understand, it is very much, you know, pick driven at this point. It doesn't mean that players couldn't be involved. I will tell you, I don't think there's any element of like the Texans saying, hey, give us back your young quarterback or anything like that. I really do believe they're seeking a package of picks for Deshaun Watson at this point. Other teams are saying, look, we have to mitigate risk here. So when we onboard Deshaun Watson, we onboard everything else. Obviously, that's going on in terms of legal ramifications. There's all these investigations, FBI, Harris County, you know, HPD. And then on top of that, the NFL that's, you know, in limbo while all the other criminal investigations are on their course, these teams are saying, look, we don't know what's coming down. And I'll tell you what, one general manager said to me, I thought this was great. First conversation we had when I walked into his facility, during the training camp tour, he said, I don't know what's going to happen 5 minutes after I pull the trigger on a deal. He said, that's what scares me is I have no clue what's coming, you know, right after I do it. What if there's more here that we can't see right now? Because obviously we did not see what was coming in March. And so what he said was there has to be an element of, you know, if he gets suspended, if there is, he gets indicted by a grand jury, these picks de-escalate. The first round picks become second round picks. Or if he plays out an entire season and the majority of the pick package is something that kicks into gear for the 2022 draft, well, then maybe they're sending us picks back. So, in other words, if he's suspended in 2022, if he doesn't see the field in 2022, now they're going to send us picks back because we don't have a player.
Mm. No, we don't want that. So, are we? Are we hearing any? Do you think any behind the scenes, any of these teams are hearing from the commissioner's office about the exempt list?
I can tell you the Dolphins have definitely pressed the league office for clarity on what's going on. And, you know, they're not, Stephen Ross knows, obviously all the owners know Roger Goodell, but, you know, Stephen Ross and Roger Goodell go back quite a long way. And from what I understand, you know, not only have the Texans leaned on the NFL to kind of be like, well, what's, you know, can you give us some clarity here? Like, what's going on? Stephen Ross has also done it from the Dolphins. Now, the league's position, from everything I've been told from the teams that have tried to get some clarity on this, is, you know, our position. We haven't done anything. He's not on the exempt list. And as far as what you're seeking right now, you see the process of our investigation at this point. It's bore out what it's bore out. He wouldn't be on the field right now if we felt like, you know, we had the information in hand to take him off the field. Now, the league, though, is like, this is not done. It is not concluded. Yes, he is still under investigation. Yes, there's still work to be done here. And there will be an interview at some point between Lisa Friel, the league's investigators, and Deshaun Watson. But that is not happening now, and it's not going to happen until we know we're not going to, you know, step on someone else's toes in terms of the criminal aspect of this. So, you know, the team, I wouldn't say that the league is, that Roger Goodell has given a pipeline to anyone here saying, here's what's going on, here's the secret sauce. He's not doing that. He's just saying, look, guys, talking to the owners, we know what's out here. We're not doing anything, and as far as we're concerned, our process has taken us to this point. It can still change, and we're not committing to anything. They don't want any owners coming back later and going, you know, for example, let's say he gets indicted by a grand jury. He's going on the exempt list. If a grand jury chooses to indict him and he has to face, you know, plead to a felony charge, he's going to end up going on the exempt list at that point. And I think the league's been pretty clear to that in terms of any of the teams that have asked.
Yeah, absolutely. Charles Robinson, he is on top of this thing. Follow him at Charles Robinson on Twitter. He is a great follow and some great stuff coming out of here. Man, it'd be crazy. Charles, I don't know about you, but we have thought here that this isn't going to – there's no way they can trade him. The teams just couldn't take all of the risk on that the Texans have.
Well, without giving up – without taking 50 cents on a dollar.
Without taking, yeah, much less than he's worth, and the Texans would be dumb to do that because they can trade him next offseason. Your gut. Does this thing – is he a Texan at next week?
The one thing that happened yesterday that gives me pause is that Brian Flores had the opportunity to say to reporters without speaking to Sean Watson's name, we have our quarterbacks, our depth chart is set at quarterback, we're good, we're moving forward, we're not going to talk about this anymore. We've got our depth chart set. We're done. And he didn't do that. Instead, Brian Flores, you know, pretty much tiptoed around answering any questions that would have revealed how committed they are to a Tagovailoa at this point. So I really truly believe that the door is still open here. As you said, is it a situation where the Texans take, you know, 60 cents on the dollar, 70 cents on the dollar? You know, I think there is a chance because when I talk to people inside the Texans, there is one factor here that still is there. They know this can get worse. The compensation, frankly, can get worse. And if he gets indicted on a felony charge and goes on the exempt list, you have a whole other matter on your hands. I mean, there are other people. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen with Watson, but there are players where they get indicted and teams are like, we got to cut this guy now because or the process of a criminal trial starts and things are coming to light where you're like, we can't keep this guy on the roster anymore. We have to move on from this. Just, I think people should remember it can get worse. So that compensation, maybe it's 60 cents on the dollar, that looks terrible. That can actually get worse. There are teams, I mean, even the Dolphins at some point could look at this and go, there's no way this isn't worth this. And by the way, Tua could go out and light it up in the first month of the season, and the Dolphins could go, you know what? changed their mind. The owner doesn't, you know, he's not even remotely interested in entertaining this. An owner who, by the way, was very much behind the Tua pick. So it's a situation that, frankly, from a compensation standpoint, as bad as it looks right now, there's an element of potential deterioration.
That's Charles Robinson. He is following this thing and doing an excellent job, and we really appreciate you being here. Charles Robinson, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports, lives right here in the city of Houston.
Mm-hmm. He moved from Chicago, if I remember correctly, Charles.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice job. Well, so did
you know
Charles.
What John brought into dinner today for breakfast this morning? Sugo. His own homemade sugo with rigatoni.
If you stop by the house, Charles, you can get some sugo, too, anytime.
Okay, it's happening, for sure. Text me your address.
No, he means it.
I mean it too. Charles, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
There's Charles Robinson right here. When we come back, we haven't even touched on the Astros, really. So let's do that. Let's touch the Astros in a better place than the Rangers touched them yesterday. We'll do that on the other side.
You want to